actually sent the our comments yesterday using the email that was given to us by the secretariat. So I'm sorry about the remaining coordinators, of course, but we actually proceeded accordingly. I wanted to say something about the draft agreed conclusions, if you allow me. Well, first, thank you very much for making the document available. We commend you, of course, for choosing a very concise and straightforward approach. Despite being very short, we think that the two main conclusions are already there. I mean, we are going to endorse the document, and that our comments, the comments of all groups, are being taken into account. This said, we know that from past experiences that adding detailed information and requests and all that in the agreed conclusion means engaging in very difficult negotiations, especially in this context. We are doing this online. And so taking that into consideration and keeping a very constructive and open mind, the European Union and its member states are going to refrain from now, I mean, from adding elements to the draft agreed conclusions, assuming, of course, that this is the version and the position approach that the remaining groups are going to also take. So, of course, that if other elements are added into and included into the document, we will look at them, of course, and perhaps get back to you, because we may have one or two proposals, but for now this will be okay for us. So thank you for giving